We went back, Beis Amid Beis, in the next to the last line in the Amid. Rav Yosef Amar Gzeira Mishum Peiris, the Reish Yosef said we should pronounce it Peiris HaNoisrim, the Lashon of Sor, that the Peiris that fell off from the Elam, was Sor Min HaElam, like Lashon of Sorim. Let us see what Rashi says. Rav Yosef Amar, Taime de Beye Betanagelis Oimedes Lachila. We're speaking about Atanagelis Oimedes Lachila. Uchidokimne, where we said before, according to Rabbi. Ubeis Hillel the Osri. So why did Beis Hillel ask her? What's wrong? Atanagelis Oimedes Lachila. So what's wrong with the Beye? Mishum Peiris HaNoisrim in HaElam B'Shabbos. Because of Peiris which fall off from an Elon in Shabbos. Now, Rashi said here a very important word over here. Now, who's talking about Shabbos? Gemara's going to say that we're speaking about Yontif. Abayish and Neruda B'Yontif. So Rashi seems to be saying that the Gzeira of Peiris HaNoisrim was in Shabbos. And Shabbos and Yontif is the same thing, that Be'etzim, the Gzeira doesn't apply by Yontif, but the Gzeira was by Shabbos, and automatically Yontif and Shabbos have the same thing. Because Salke Daitach Hashte Gzeira Mishum Peiris HaNoisrim, the Loi Nechlinu, that means, the Honami Lepeiris HaNoisrim in the Ilum Damye, Shabzu Pri HaNoisrim. So just like, he says, Chazal made a gzeire that one should not eat a peiri that fell off a tree in Shabbos. And who would be Yontif also? Yontif automatically has the same halachas of Shabbos. And if we'll be able, and a beye is similar to a peiri anoiser, because it's also a peiri that fell out. So if you'll be permitted to eat a beyesh and ilda b'yontif, you'll come to eat peiresh and osru b'shabbos. So memele, so that's why they were geyser on a beyesh and ilda b'yontif. Omale abayis abayis est rab yosef peiresh and osrim time omai. What's the whole reason they are osru? Gzeira shema yala v'yitloish. That means a peiri that falls off in Shabbos is also only also midarabonim. Because if it be matter the achilas a peiri, that a peiri that fell off in Shabbos should be matter to that he's permitted to eat it, so he might go and tear off another peiri. So he goof a gzeire. So the whole Yisrael of peiris hanoisrim is a gzeire, shema yala v'yitloish. So now we're going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. That means in order to ensure that the gzeira of Peiris HaNoisrim should have a kiyum, so we're going to ask a beyesh and ilda. So this is a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Gemara answers, kula chod a gzeira. No, there was one big gzeira. When they asked Peiris HaNoisrim, so all Peiris fell into the category of that Yisrael. So every peiri which separates itself from its sheirish is also. So it's not a gzeire oto achilas peiris anoisim. No, they made the gzeire of shemayala v'yitloish. They assled all peiris. They assled all peiris ba'achila. V'yitloish dehave isura di'araisa. Behainu kaitra shu'av melochit. Chod gzeiri, loishetei zu gzeire deloi leisi lidei peiris anoisrim. Not this is a gzeire, we shouldn't come to eat peiris anoisrim. Alok shenimnu v'gozu ala peiris anoisrim avbeya hoise b'mashme. So when they asked all peiris anoisrim, so bey also was in. V'av agav delesbo mishum tlishe, even though there's no iser of shem yala v'yitloish, miu mechlal gzeiris chachomim oiso, Shav i priyanoisa. This is also a periyanoisa. So memele. So that was all Peiris and Noisrim, they asked it, Shema Yalav Yitloish, and we don't look for Proteus if this, by this Peiri, passed the Gzeire, by this Peiri passed not the Gzeire, all Peiris and Noisrim, they asked Gzeire, Shema Yalav Yitloish. Let us see Taisis. Gzeire, Shema Yalav Yitloish, Vetayme, Lama Li Hai Taime, why do you have to give such a reason? He says, Yasa a peri that was on a tree and fell off the tree. So why is it also? He's saying the reason it is also because later we learned that if a nochri brought a present to a yit in Yontif, so if this mean is a mean that could be it was b'mechuba b'tchilus knisus ayoyim, so it's also so perish Rashi b'kiven the iskatzoi lebein hashmoshes iskatzoi lekula yoyime. He says this peri was mechuba on the beginning of Yontev, so it's mukze. So it's also at mukze. The Gemara brings Zmedamadis to Sofik Muchen. So why do you need now? So the Gemara later says it's also Alts Mukze. And in this Gemara, and now we have another time, it's also Alts Gzeire Shem Yalav Yitloish. So why do you have to ask it Alts two Taimim? The Yesh Loima, the Taimim the Hocha Osya Libe the Rab Shimon. Agma is going according to Rab Shimon. The Lesley Mukze. He doesn't hold of Mukze. He doesn't hold of the Yisoid of Kivin Diskatsoi Bein Hashmoshis Iskatsoi Lekuliyayim. Lekamon, so Memele, so why is Takaperis Anoisram also? So it's also Alts Gzeire, Shem Yalla V'Yitloish. Lekamon Osi Ali Vid Rab Yehuda. Later, Agma is going according to Rab Yehuda. According to Rab Yehuda, Taka, there's no Gzeire of Shema Yala V'Yitloish. So come out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Abayil B'Mutataka, Eina Chanami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Nukzeira of Shema Yala V'Yitloish. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lemais, it'll be Mutta. But there, Abayil will be Mutta. And here it's also, according to Rabbi Shimon, Alts Gzeira Shema Yala V'Yitloish. And over there, it's also Alts Muks, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'Teim, so Taisva says that's not a good teretz. The Pirish Rashi Gufi Lekama, Rashi later says, Nochi Shehevi Doirin, also, so Rashi says there, that the Sugivai says it's also Alts Mukza, Hoyul, the Loi Loktino Me Esmel, since he did not pick it, Erev Yontif, Aktinu, so by, he had an opportunity to pick these payers. By not picking it, so it's ki'ilu he was makze these peiris midaitoi, v'ahave ki mukze de gregeris utzmukim v'afilu Rab Shimon moide. So Rashi says, mechuba is equivalent to gregeris utzmukim. We had said the machloikis between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda is, what makes something min hamucha? Rab Yehuda holds you need a yichud, or it should be oimed lekach that it should be used. Then it's called minamucha. Rab Shimon says, if it's dachya b'yadayim, so then it's not minamucha. If it's not dachya b'yadayim, so then it's called minamucha. Gregeris etzmukim is called dachya b'yadayim. So Rashi says, mechuba, but he had an opportunity to cut it and to use it for yontev. Right before yontev, he could have cut it, and he didn't cut it, so that's equivalent to dachya b'yadayim. So his Ik tzire, his not cutting it, is showing that he's not interested in using it. So memele, so therefore, I feel according to Rab Shimon, mechuber, you say, kiven diskatzoi ben hashmos, is diskatzoi lekuliyoymen. Im kein osi enami ke Rab Shimon. So Rashi says, the mukta of mechuber is going to feel according to Rab Shimon. So now we're back with the kasha, say bezoi. So why do you need now to ask a peiris anoisrim al tanuk zeire shemiyale v'yitloish? It's mukze. I feel according to Rab Shimon. So Taisus is to say now new teres. Al kochach yesh loima. So the mayri hoche kigoin bechotza. That these peres are growing on the tree in his chotza. Tahavi muchan la irvin. And he possessed irvin. Umuchan la irvin havi muchan la odom. Lekach tzorich haitain. So Taisus makes now an akimta. Taisus says as follows. That if a person has a tree in his chotza, number one, and number two, he possesses Eirvim, so it's, the Eirvim will derive benefit from these peiris, verkehrt. It's, he had intentions to use these peiris on Yontif. The Eirvim are gonna eat from it. So he's making it for Achilas Eirvim. And muchan la irvim, so as long as it was muchan to be used, that means he's using this, not he was makze these peiris. He didn't zinnen the peiris, why he didn't take them off? He wants the irvim to eat from them. These are his irvim. And muchan la irvim, havi muchan la adam. So since there was no haktzor on the usage of these peiris, legabi irvim, so we say muchan loiv ava muchan lodom. So that means if it's muchan loiv, so that means he was not mesiach das from the usage of these peiris. So when they're on the ilan, so let the oivim eat it gesunte. They fall off, so I'll eat it. It's a mele, so it's not muktze. So therefore we need a new reason to aser. So in this case we need the reason. So therefore they made a gzeira in a case. So there are certain mechubos that's not growing by him. He doesn't have Irvin. It's a mechuba someplace else. Some a mele there, takadachya biyadayim. Why did you leave it mechuba? If you had any intentions to using it yontav, why did you leave it mechuba? You should have cut it off. So there's takemukze. And that's the gemore further daf chabdal domet beis. Mashenke in our gemore is speaking about a case that mechuba is not mukze. So, Vafal Pikain, they answered the Peiris HaNoisrim als Kseir Hashem Ayala V'Yitlish. Vim Taima, so Taisvis asks, so it comes out, you're telling me now a new Yisod. You're telling me a Yisod that Muchan La'irvim Ava Muchan La'odom. That means if I wasn't Messiah Das for using this Machel for animals, so that's called, it's not muktzeh already. So that means I had in zinnen to use it. Animals, myself, that's lemal lemered already. Muchan la'oyevin, ava muchan la'odam. So Taisa says, I have a gemara fakert. Vim taima amrinen, gemara says in Shabbos, mamid odam b'shabbos behemtei ala mechuba. A person is permitted to be mamid his behemme, and mechuba deke kreas, whatever the behemah is eating, so he can bring the behemah there in Shabbos, the behemah will eat it, no problem. Even though he's mechuyev in shvisas behemtei, that doesn't fall into the category of shvisas behemtei, the behemah is allowed to eat mechubah on Shabbos. Avoloi al hamukze, but he's not permitted to bring the behemah that the behemah should eat, asabim shel mukze, perish, asabim shenitlashu hayoyim. That means if you'll have the same machel, what the behemah was eating the mechuba, if let's say a goyel cut it, and now he wants his behemah to eat from this cut asabim, so he's not allowed to. Why isn't he allowed to? So Rashi says in Shabbos, because since it's tolosh, so we're afraid he might pick it up and give it to the behemah. If the behemah it won't want to eat it, so he'll, it's tolosh, so he'll go and pick it up and give it to the behemah, and it's muktze. So now the shaila is, if we say such a yesod, that muchan la'irvin have a muchan la'odam, that means, so even though it was mechuba, but it was muchan, the irvin can eat mechuba. So memele, these asabim that were cut were muchan la'behemtai, that means his behemah could have eaten it before it got cut. So memele, it was mina muchan. So now someone cut it, so why does it become now mukta? You just said we say a yesod, that muchan la'irvin have a muchan la'odam. ומאי אבא מוכן לבהמה, דיבוי אוכלו מנפשו, if he wanted to, eat it itself, so was מוכן then, בתחילס כניסס היום, was מוכן לבהמתוי, so was מוכן לבהמתוי, so should be מוכן לעודו. ויש לימר, דמיירי, בתחי עברי דנהר. That what it says, אבא לא יעלה מוקצה, is not speaking about, that the muktzah, which is asabim shenitlashu, is not speaking about that these were asabim on this side of the Noor, and he could have brought his behemoth to eat these asabim in Shabbos, and now someone went and cut it. Those asabim, take which he had access to when it was mechubah, those asabim atake not muktzah. That's mukhan lebehemoth, having mukhan laadam. That what it says, avoloi al hamukze, that's speaking about that a goy brought over cut asabim on the other side of the Noor. So on those asabim, he never had access to those asabim. He couldn't bring his behemoth to those asabim. So memela, those asabim were take mukze. So memela, so it says you're not allowed to be machel your behemoth, those asabim, because you might come and be metal to them, and the takemukze. That's one teretz. Now, according to this teretz, so that means all the yesaidis taisis had said till now are true. Muchen lo adam avi muchen lo irven avi muchen lo adam muchen lo behem avi muchen lo adam. But that gemara is speaking about asabim, which was not muchen lo behem. Now Taisus wants to say a second Taisus. Leishayech muchan lo'irvim rak peperes ha'ilom sheregilum lohosher me'atzmon v'hu metzapel lekach. Now, we have to understand what Taisus is very unclear over here in the second Taisus. Leishayech muchan lo'irvim so let us see the machlekes, the marshal and the marshal pshat in this teretz of Taisus. Let us just see the marshal and chochma shleime. The marshal is on it's okay, it's under the with the beginning of underneath the marshal on Taisus. So the marshal says in chochma shleime as follows. Oid yesh loyma de loy shayach muchan lo irven. Perish. Loy amrinen hay taime de muchan lo irven avi muchan lo odom. So the Marshal says that Taisus is saying, forget about it. I just said a shtik teire. The Marshal says, I just said a shtik teire that muchan lo irven Avi Muchan Lo Odom, that's what I said till now. I have Charot, there's no such Yesait. They don't say Muchan Lo Irvin, Avi Muchan Lo Odom. That doesn't make it Muchan Lo Odom. Say Bezoi, so now we're back to the old Kasha. Say Bezoi, so every Pri that is Mechubo is Mukze. And it's Tachya B'Yadayim. So, why did you new time of Shema Yala v'yitloish? Hela Ayri b'peirish shergirin lohosir. It's speaking about peiris that normally fall down. V'hu yoyishiv ha-metzapet. And he's yoyishiv ha-metzapet. Av shalishnok tzas dochuk mikol mokim kein nirali iker b'rein isa bismak. So the Marshal says, pshat, that the Lashon of Taisvis, even the Lashon of Taisvis, doesn't flow too well. But he says that that's pshat. Pshat in Taisvis is that the Taisvis says that it's not shayach muchan lo'odom, muchan lo'irvin ava muchan lo'odom. Yishloimed lo'i shayach muchan lo'irvin. What means lo'i shayach? That there's no such yisod that muchan lo'irvin ava muchan lo'odom. Rak, it is speaking about Beperes Eilon Shergim Lahosa Meyatzman Vohum Metzapel Lekachta. So the reason it's not Mukze because it's Peres which are ruggled to fall down. So now we have a new Teretz. We have a new Teretz on the Kasha. He says the Gemara for the speaking about peiris, which are not logal to fall. Some amele tatake mukta. And the gzeir of Shemayala v'yitlois was said in peiris, which are logal to fall. These peiris are logal to fall. So memele, so then is Yoshev mitzapis. So he's always taking into consideration that he might use these peiris at fall. So, so then it's that not taka mukta. So Tesis is falling off the svara of Muchan La'Irmen. The Marshal argues with the Marshal. The Marshal says, let's the next to the last line on the Marshal and Dav Gimel. Kosav zeh lefi havonosei bedivrei ha-Tesis. The Marshal wrote this, that filo lav Muchan La'Irmen. Mutter bepeiras hanoisrim, vitam de yoishiv mitzap. That's what the Marshal says. But this new peiras hanoisrim, it's mutter at yoishiv mitzap. Ale behu de peik mokim shenogus, it brings a gemore in psochim, ban sheiricha shetiru peiras hanoisrim, isid lo yetira ele bemuchen lo irvim bemuchuba. There the Gemara seems to say that it's only mutter because it's muchen loyvim. V'hashti divrei ha-Tosfos osyon kepashtut. So the Marshal says, say b'zoi, so Tosfos is poshut. Lo yishayach lahata mishim muchen loyvim b'mechuba, ala dum yedan sheirichi detir b'peiras ha-Nosrim dikenami taime de yoishva mitzapet. Aval lahid de loyal ha-mukze da'iri ba'asabim afal gavda v'muchen loyvim b'mechuba. So the Marshal says as follows. The Marshal says that Tosfos is only saying that Muchen La'Irvim alone is not a matter. You need a combination of two svaras. Need a combination of, it's number one, it's Muchen La'Irvim. That's number one. And number two, it's Yoshev and Mitzapah. So Mamelis Vam for the Kasha. We had asked the Kasha, why is a person not permitted to be metal to Lasabim Shal Mukze was Muchen Lebaime? So we're saying a teretz now. Muchen Lebaime, Lehavi Muchen Lodom. You need two factors. Need a factor that was Muchen Lebaime, and you also need Yeshiva Mitzap. So the Marsha is very difficult to understand. What kind of a combination is this? I mean, Yeshiv Mitzapah is a cheshbon, so it's Yeshiv Mitzapah. Yeshiv Mitzapah is not a cheshbon, so is Muchen Loivin also not a cheshbon, but both together, it becomes a cheshbon. What is Pshat? So, it could be that Pshat and the Marsha is as follows. That the Emerson, Stamazay to say Yeshiv Mitzapah, that means, where do we find Yoshiva Mitzapah? We find Yoshiva Mitzapah that a person was Madlik Aner, and he was Madlik it, and if the flame will extinguish, and there's still some Shemen left, he's Yoshiva Mitzapah. He has intentions to use the, that means if there'll be Shemen left, he'll use the Shemen. So there's a past Yeshiva Mitzapah. What means the pas Yeshiva Mitzapah? That means, I'll ask you, Akash, listen, if you wanted to use the Shemin, so why did you make the Ner? He says, listen, I need a Ner also. I need a Ner. But also, if the Ner will go out, so I'll kapon him the price I'll be paying that the Ner will go out, I'll be in the dark, but I'll have Shemin. So Lemaise, that means you can't tell him, I have a raya that you're not Yeshiva Mitzapah. Shemin Yeshiva Mitzapah. But I was madlik the ner because I needed the ner to burn for a certain amount of hours also. So I needed the hadlokas on there, and I also have intentions of the bishemen left over, I'll use the shemen. Here Rashi said that Rabbi Yid, if you wanted the peiris, so why didn't you cut it Erev Shabbos? Here we have Akash, we're speaking about a tree in his backyard. You want the peiris, yes or no? You want them, so cut them. You don't want them? No, Yeshiva Mitzapah. I mean, why are you a Baal Betochen? If you want the Peiris, so, that's a problem. I mean, well, if it's Yeshiva Mitzapah, I mean, that was the time that the Rashi said, she should have cut the Erev Shabbos. So the Teretz is, listen, I couldn't cut the Erev Shabbos, my Irvim also have to eat. It's Muchen La'Irvim. Not Muchen Lo'irvin, Muchen Lo'odom. It was Muchen Lo'irvin. That means I couldn't cut all the peiris because my Irvin also have to eat. Now, what they won't eat, what's going to fall down, I'm going to eat. So you don't have a kash on me why I didn't cut it before Shabbos. The Irvin come first. First, you have to be Mafi of Emta. The Irvin come first. Some of my list, I left it over there. I mean, whatever the Irvin will find, will deem necessary to pluck off the tree and to eat. So that's for them. That it won't take. Whatever falls down, this minashemayim is a ray, that's for me. Oh, but that was my cheshbon taket. That was my cheshbon, so it's taket not mukse, but it's taket at siruf, that you need the muchen lo'irvin. The muchen lo'irvin fa'emphas the kashe, why he didn't cut it off before yontif. Avotayma, sanatay siyesa fakel the kashe. So our whole Gemara we're speaking about Peiris, that they are not Muktze, Vafal Pikein, one is not permitted to eat the Peiris, because Gzeira Shema Yala V'Yitloish. In Kain, Kivin the Omar Hai Taime, Lomali Taime De Lekamo, so why do you need the reason later, als mukze, der weiß ich jetzt auch als mukze, lechere, this tam is maspik. Das ist ein new tam, av shema yala ve yitlech. Ve yesh loima, de lekamon mairi, de dovo, de boi, moro, ve chatzine, ke gein lefes utznoin, de loi shayach, shema yala ve yitlech, tat kuri, mitka, hoil ben yochel, bekal letelsha. Taisva says that there are two types of peiris. There are peiris which have two milas, two characteristics. One, they fall. And number two, if they don't fall, it's easy to pluck them. So these two milas are two tremendous chesronos. So that means because if he is permitted to eat it when it falls, so go and pluck it also. It doesn't, it's in the middle of eating peri, so it happened not a peri also. He's eating a peri that was on this tree already Shabbos. So he'll go and pluck another peri. So there they made a gzeire that it's also. Now to eat, if you're going to eat this peri, you're going to go and pluck down another peri and so my meal is too dangerous. There's another type of peri, that is, first of all, you can only get it through a maise. It doesn't fall. It's a vegetable that grows. So memele, so it's not a bechina of noisrin. It doesn't come out easily. It's. And number two, safilu, let's say a goy cut it. So gzeire, so what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go now in the, and you need certain tools to take it out. You need a mor of a chatzina to dig it out. So since it's not easy to acquire them in Yontif, so by the time I'll go to get a shovel, I'll remind myself it's Shabbos. So it'll never come l'day a meloche. He says it means there are two types of peiris. There's a peiri that falls, you acquire it easily. I mean, you got it easily, and you can cut it easily if you want more. If you'll be eating the peiris from the Ceylon, so it's very easy to pluck another one. So there is a gzeire. And a beye has one characteristic of the sakaponim. It comes out easy. It doesn't, so it's peiris anoisrim. So that also goes into the gzeire. So all peiris which are easily acquired, And 9/10 of these peiris which are easily acquired, which come out easily in Yontif, is usually you can get them easy. A bey, you can't get easy. About kaponim, most peiris that come easy, you can get them by your daim also easy. So these peiris, Chazal asa to eat them, gzeire shem yala v'itlish. They're speaking about types of vegetables which it doesn't come out easy. You have to dig for them. So these vegetables, that Betzim there's no Gzeira of Shema Yala Ve'itloish, because since he'll have to do a lot of pulas to be toilish these payers, so Mela by that time he'll remind himself that it's Shabbos and he won't be Nichshel in this. V'yeshloima, V'lekamon Mayri B'dover D'boim More V'chatzine, K'gein Lefes Utsnoi, turnips, radishes, Lashayach Shema Yala Ve'itloish, that Kuri Mitka, he'll remind himself, he can't be tailish it very easily, so by the time he'll come to do a malach, he'll remind himself. I'll bring you a raya that I'm permitted to derive benefit from something that was made in Shabbos if it's not easy to do the malacha which will bring it about. For example, Nochi shehidlik haner. The Nochi was madlik haner, bishvil yisoyel, also the shtamish loyre. That's not megeos. If Nochi did a malacha for a yid, in Shabbos is not permitted to derive benefit from it. Avo, bishvil anochi, but what is if the Nochi was madlik the ner in Shabbos for himself, muta. So now the Yid is deriving benefit from a Ner that was Hudlak B'Shabbos. So let us say, no, if I'll be permitted to derive benefit from this, I might be Doilik also. Just like we said that a Peri that fell down from a tree in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat, because if you're allowed to eat it, you'll make it fall down. You'll tear off a Peri. So why didn't you say the same thing over here? I am permitted to derive benefit from the ner shehudlak ayidei nochi, so I'll be madlik also. Elat kuri mitka. So you see, there's a chilik. That means that adlokya is not such an easy process. It's not as easy as plucking a fruit. So memele. So therefore, this they did nasa. So memela, so we see the yisod of atkuri yitka, so memela, we can differentiate already between vegetables, which one needs tools in order to take them out of the kalke, and peiris, which are growing on the tree. Umitamze, and with this, because of this yisod, that if it needs a difficult process to acquire, Chazal weren't geyser, because we can be assured of kuri mitke. Mitam ze ochal Rabbeinu Eliezer mimitz meliach shetzal osoy shivchosoy bishvilo b'shabbos. There was a maise, the shivche, she was a goite of Rabbi Eliezer mimitz, the Yireim, had a salted fish, and she roasted it on Shabbos for herself. And then later she decided to offer Abelezer b'mitz, part of this fish. And he ate it, covered Shabbos, roasted hot fish, Amamish Anoinik Shabbos. So Abelezer b'mitz said as follows, the Lamay Nechesh, what's wrong? Harei leitzolei b'shviloi. She didn't roast it because of him. So memele, so there's no shaila of that she did a malacha for him. She did it for herself. Als bishalakum, there's no shaila because it's nechel als the meliche. So it was edible already. V'chitei meshemo yitzlohu atzmoi. I will say, listen, if I'm permitted to eat fish which is roasted on Shabbos, so I'll come and roast it myself, just like peiros hanoisrim. Hoyl veike tilche bedova at kuri mitka. He'll remind himself. Veimishu mukze, I'll say it was mukze betchilas haShabbos. Not mukze, chazilokais. He was able to chew it raw. He could eat the salted fish. It wasn't so tempting, but it was, it's a mid lachila. So memele, so al kaponim anegei alonu, we see from the Yireim, from Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz, that if you have if the chash, if he might come and do it himself, is a little far-fetched, because Benkach had Kuri Mitker, so Mel, they never made Gzeiris. So that's the teretz to the Gemara Vaita that from Dalad Amid Bey. They're speaking about Snoin Velefes, and this is Kuri Mitker. But now Taisis is got, Taisis brought down the Rabbi Nelezer Mimid, so Taisis wants to say, that means even though I'm bringing a raya from him, but Laloch, I don't hold like Rabbi Nelezer Mimid. V'loin Nehira, Laloch, I think he did the wrong thing. Domrinim in Mesech HaShabbos, Behedye, this is right from Behedye, if you look at Mesech HaShabbos, among upon him, it says as follows. That's what Taisis Medai for what it says. Im hevi nochi mayim osach, If a nochri brought water for himself, is osar as a yid is not permitted to use it. There it's speaking about im makiroi. That means that if a guy brought water for himself and he left over the water, so then a yid is allowed to use it. But if the guy brought water for himself and he's im makiroi, he's a friend of the yid, so then the Yid is not permitted to drink this water. Shema yarbe b'shvilei. That means if he knows that the Yid needs water, and that is the Chashabbos guy, so Memela, he might bring more water. So eventually it might end up that he's bringing water for the Yid. So Memela Chazalas. So Memela Sotaisva says that here this was the Shivcha of the Rabbeinu Elazar Mimid, so Memela, so it's Enoch Ikira Golem Izer, so Memele, so you have to be Chayesh, she might do it for him. Vein Lechalik Voloim with the Dafke Gabi Mayim Shayach Shema Yarba Bishviloi. Avokan, he'll bring more water. Avokan Anochi Tzole Kvavle Shayach Haitaim. That means there was one fish and that was roasted and finished. Dike bit the Sefta Behedye Bemakira Yosem Neshemagile Leshabbos Abo. So for next Shabbos, the guy will know already what to do. That she'll roast two fishes, one for Rabbi Elazar Mimid. So Memela, so that Taisus wants to say that the Lalocha Taisus is Chaylik Rabbi Elazar Mimid, about the Yisod of Rabbi Elazar Mimid that they weren't Geizer Shema Yitzlu Atmei. That Yisod we see Rabbi Elazar Mimid holds also. For Oydesh Loima, now Taisus wants to say another teretz, to say, we have a Gemara that, Nafchabdal the Medvez, it seems the only Yis is only Atzmukze, and here we see there's a Gzeir of Shema Yala Beyitloish, the Davke Beperes Vanovim Shayach Shema Yala Beyitloish, Shema Yisroi, later we'll see there's a Gzeir of the Gemara Shema Yisroi, Bemashkin Shezovu, so Taisha says, could be that when there's a strong desire that a person, these are delicacies, and a person wants them, so this, we could be afraid that if you mata beperes anoisrim, so you might go and pluck it also. It's a person enjoys it and does. So Memela, he's olo to be nichshel in Meleches Kaitzer. Mashenkein, something, lefes it's noin, is not a delicacy, it's not of the misave, so memele, memele, so there never was a gzeir of Shema Yala v'yitlash. And the Maram Shiv says, so we'll have to say that a bay is also a sort of a delicacy, and it falls into the category of peiris vanovim. So Mamil, and they ask the peiris hanaisim, so means all the peiris which are other misabalem, so Hazal asked to use them in Shabbos, Yontif, because of Shema Yala v'yitlash. Ach peima. Now Taisus asks Amoira de Kekash, my Shema Yala v'yitlash. Now what are you afraid of here? We're speaking about Yontif. Peres anoisrim beyontif. So you say he's not allowed to eat him because why? Because he might go and pluck a, he'll eat a peri, he'll pluck another peri. So what's the problem? Apilachatchilim utalitlosh, taichal nefesh mutter. Taichal nefesh is mutter. So here we see from Taisvis that Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi said, this is the Rosh Yosef, says Rashi, when Rashi בוטן דגזירה או פרס הנויסרים, תאוסריב שם פרס הנויסרים מן האילון בשבס. ורשי שזה דגזירה פרס הנויסרים was on Shabbos. And it was דגזירה on Shabbos, was יונטב and Shabbos have the same halach already. But the יסוד הגזירה was that one is not permitted פרס הנויסרים בשבס. So in Melo, that was דגזירה, and then יונטב is נגרה. יונטב is the same halach of Shabbos. There wasn't a miyuchidike gzeire for Peres HaNoisrim Beyonte. Peres HaNoisrim Beyonte is like a mutter. You'll have to be, I mean, like Dyson says, you'll have to be Teilish. I put him in a Teir Zich, you'll have to be Teilish. So there, Teisvis, Rashi was for him for Teisvis Kasha. Teisvis somehow didn't hold like that. Teisvis held that the Shabbos is Shabbos, Peres HaNoisrim is also be Shabbos, is also Shema Yala V'Yitloish. Now Yontav is a besondere parsha. Yontav is its own dinim. If by Yontav passed the Gzeir of Shema Yala V'Yitloish, so Peres HaNoisrim should be Mutter by Yontav. It's not, they don't make it one special halachit. Each Yom is its own halachit. So therefore, Taisus is asking, Yomir Dike Kasha, Taimah. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Bekam Kosha Lekamon, Nan, Kam Kosha Lekamon, Nan, Ain't Sodin Dogim in Abivrim Beyond. One is not permitted to catch fish. Bamai, Oichon Nefeshu. It's also Oichon Nefesh. Be'ein Loimal. Now this Be'ein Loimal, what the Taisus is saying, Rashi says it there. So that's Taisus says Be'ein Loimal. Ein loima de choldo b'shiyochol asoisi me'erev yontav osel asoisi b'yontav asmoi kilo yisavid loima erev yontav, something which could have been done erev yontav, so then you're not permitted to do it in yontav. Domrinon, so basically says that is wrong. How do I know it's wrong? Because the Gemara says further, who the loima shiro. Who is a miyut? So there's a machlekes, the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, what the miyut is going on. The Chachomim hold the miyut is going on machshirei oichol nefesh. Perish, oichol nefesh, v'loi machshirov, kegoyin l'sakin shput. The Chachomim hold that mleches oichol nefesh is mutter. You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake. But machshirei oichol nefesh, if you had, let's say, a shput, a spit, that became crooked, that got bent, and you can't use it now, so you want to fix it. I can't cook without it. I need the spit, I need the shput. So the Chacham said, no, that's not meleches oichol nefesh, that's machshirei oichol nefesh. The Torah is only matter oichol nefesh, not machshirei oichol nefesh. So the Chachamim used the who to be memait machshirei oichol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda imel lochem lechol tzochechem. No, you're allowed, just like you're allowed to do a meloche letzorech oichol nefesh, you're allowed to do a malach l'tzeich machshirei yoichol nefesh. Right, that's also mutter. V'hu levadai itzdris, what's the hu memayit? Leser machshirin she'efshe l'sakna me'erev yontet. That means, if the shput was bent erev yontet, and you could have fixed it erev yontet, and you wait till yontet to do it, that's awesome. That's a miyut too. But if it got bent in yontet, you're allowed to fix it in yontet. Alme, that gibe machshirin yeshvilek bein efshel atoysim erev yontav bein e efshel, ava boichol nefesh kol alme moidi defil efshel atoysim me erev yontav, mutel atoysim beyontav. So memeila, so Taisva says, that means like this, we have one miyut of who. Now this miyut of who, Rabbi Yehuda says it's going on machshirin efshel atoysim. So it's going on machshirin yeshvilek bein efshel. So it's on the machshirim it's going on. So it's not going on oichol nefesh. According to the Chachomim, it's going on b'chal machshirim, all machshirim. So, but we don't see anyone should say a miyut that oichol nefesh should be such a loche that something that was efshel asoysim erev yontav should be osir and yontav. So memel, there's no such thing. You could have done it erev yontav. Fine. You didn't do it erev yontav. You can do it yontav. So we have here two kashas. So why can't I pluck peiris and yontav? Why can't I catch fish in Yontif? V'yesh oimrim v'lekach ein tzodin, shemo yotzud dogim tmeyim, she'enam tzorech. But one is not permitted to go fishing in Yonte because he might end up being tzad dogim tmeim. So mamel, that's not melechas eichel nefesh. That's shalei letzayrach. That eichel nefesh. So mamel, so they asked the fish, who knows who's going to nibble on your bait? Maybe dogim tmeim are going to nibble on it. So mamel, it comes that you're doing a melecha with shalei letzayrach Yonte. The main that's why, so a kapanam, this would be my answer. Tasha of Ein Tzadik. The line here, the Pesach says, no, that's wrong. Being came. If that's the whole problem, having Melocha Shem Yitzvich HaRegufa, the Meteret. So that is a Melocha Shem Yitzvich HaRegufa. Now, this, these two words of Pesach are difficult to understand. It's a malacha shen tzricha legufa, fine. Malacha that means that I made a maisa tzede, but I don't need the fish. I made a maisa tzede without eating the fish. Good, we pass in like Rav Shimon, malacha shen tzricha legufa is mutter min ha-teira, but it's also made a rabbono. So it's not mutter, it's mutter min ha-teira. So the Rishash wants to say one teretz, Rishash wants to say that I mean, since it's mutter min ha-teira, it says ain't tzode. So we're offering to go fishing. Why can you go fishing? It's covered yomtev. Why can you go fishing? Because maybe I'll catch a tomei dike fish. And if you catch a tomei dike fish, it's also only an issa da rabbonon. So it's a gzeira le gzeira. So why is it ain't tzodim? That's how the Rishash learns pshat. So muteres taisvis means, taisvis means the same muteres. That means since it's mutamina teire, so they shouldn't have made a gzeira of ain't tzodim because I might catch a tomei dike fish. And then I feel like it's also a darabonim. So mamela it's a gzeira l'gzeira. That's how the Rishash wants to say. So kaponim we see from the Rishash that even though a melacha she'tzricha legufa, that's what the Ran says in Masechet Shabbos, that the Ran explains that the din is if there's a sreife. So al kaponim we see from the with the Rishashas, Pshat and Taisvis, we see that a Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa, we don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira, which L'Cheira is a little Mechudishtik, because the Ran, in Masech Teshabbat says, the Melocha is that if a person's house, when the sun is burning, he's not allowed to call a Goy and tell him to extinguish it. But the Ran Akashe, we pass in a Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa, is Mutamina Teira, so it's only a Shavuos, so it's a shvus to shvus b'mokim hefsed, l'chayre, we should be zicher meikul. So the Ran says that a melocha shein tzricha leguf is more chomba than a stam zeh da rabbonon. It's a tzuras a melocha, but it's done in a way you're not mechuyif, so they weren't meikul by a shvus to shvus. But upon them, the way the Rishash says, pshat and taisis, we see abo by a gzeira l'gzeira, it would be called a gzeira l'gzeira. I saw the Birchas Avraham asked, when Taisus is entering a block over here, Taisus is saying that the Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa, that means according to Rab Shimon, according to Rab Yehuda, maybe it would be also, it is also in a Torah. Why didn't Taisus say it's a Mesafik? That means this person is not interested in catching dogim tmeim. He's basically catching dog in Thailand, and the dog's tummy went and got caught, so. There is misasik the dover heter, it's also lachter as a Polish, and the chotach as a mechubo. So the Michas Abram says, the second verse, he says, the Pasha to Teret, he says, the holding of misasik is when he was unaware. He thought this was Polish, and then there was Nimsa mechubo, but he thought he's been doing it. He's being chaytach atolosh. So that's called his mis'asik beheta, va'ola b'yoda yisa. This person knows that there's tummy dike fish over here. I mean, that's why we answer it. There's tummy dike fish and tummy dike fish. I mean, so what's a mis'asik beheta? Who knows what you're mis'asik in? You're mis'asik in catching fish. What fish is going to nibble on your bait? No, so there's tummy dike fish and tummy dike fish. So my male is not called a mis'asik. No, lemaisim. It's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Al koponim, so we're back to the kasha. Al ken perish rabbeinu nesanol mikinim, de birishalmi yesh, there's a yirishalmi, אך אשר יהיה אוכל לאכול נפש, the מקור of אוכל נפש, we learn out from this פסוק, אך אשר יהיה אוכל לאכול נפש, וסומך לי, and next to this, there's a פסוק, ושמרתם את המצוות. So the Yerushalmi says, אויסם מלוכס, שמשימו ואילך, the מלוכס, which you need שמירה, Hey motoris, that's ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh. That means which melachos l'chol nefesh are permissible? The melachos you need, when you need shmira, when it's matzah shmura. The haino melisha v'ilach. That means the chiyev shmira by matzah is also melisha, then it gets exposed to water, and then you need shmira. So memele, so from lisha v'ilach is one of that melachos lisha, Afiye, that is mutter and yontif. Avul shal melochis de mikoydom lachayn asurim. But melochis before lishe, like ktsire, tchine, is also lachayn asurim. Voide bir shal me yesh miyit acher, ach, shalay likter, the achas mamayit, achas shayyachod, achas mamayit, not all eichol nefesh ktsire is also. So what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying, this is a Yesodistic Taisvis, that Taisvis is saying that, Taisvis is saying that Oichol Nefesh with his mutter, Ktire does not fall into the category of Oichol Nefesh that is mutter. So Memele, so now two kashes are for emphasis. The kashe, Taisvis the kashe, Gzeire, Shema Yala, Vyitloish, But the meaning of the Yala v'yitloi shehe, you're permitted to be Teilish, chas v'shalom, tziriz osa min ha-teir. Afilu b'yontiv. The second kasha v'ein tzodim, why aren't you allowed to chap fish? So Taisvis says later, and Afchav Gimel Amid Beis, so Taisvis says, another Yerushalmi, that taking fish out of water is similar to kaitzer, the domi l'ktzire. That means, since that's the mokim gidul hadag, that's the mokim chishiyah oikirit b'mokim giduloi, that is toilet, that is kaitzer. So Mamela Taisis for Enfeld, these two kashas. I saw in Birchas Avrom, he wants to explain what is, like this is very paradumadic, that Eichel Nefesh is mutter. Which Eichel Nefesh? Elish and Weiter is mutter. Ktiris, also. I mean, everything is Eichel Nefesh, as I is it. So he wants to explain as follows. He says that Milisha V'ilach, that means if you have flour, so flour already has Shem Eichel, and what you're doing now is Tikkun Eichel. That means lishe, afiye, I'm being misaken the oichel. But the meloche tutzach in a oichel. So that's called meleches oichel nefesh. The meloche is being done in oichel nefesh. That means I have an oichel, and I'm being misaken it, I'm making it edible. That falls into the category of oichel nefesh. Masha enke, he says, if a peri that's mechuba lemokim giduloi, So that's not good. So now there's never shame oichel yet. This is called meleches hasode. This is not tikkun oichel. You have to harvest it. It's a different musig already. It didn't become an oichel yet. It's mechuba to the ilon or the dog goof. It's also meleches kaitzer. It didn't fall into the realms of an oichel yet. So this isn't called tikkun oichel. This is called meleches hasode. Even though the purpose is letzayra chachila, that's what the Yerushalmi says. The heter of meleches oichel nefesh is not a meloche letzayra chachila, it's meleches oichel that is mutter. A tikkun in an oichel, that's a teira was mutter. This is called meleches hasod. But he asks a meiridike kasha, which he gets stuck on this kasha, He says a teretz, I don't want to go into his teretz, because it's a very shver teretz, what he says. Yes, a kashe, schite, al pi chesh, according to this lomdes, Schita should be mutter. Schita labaita to tika and oichel. He has the oichel already, and he's just squeezing it out. Schita should be mutter. Now, we're going to have soon in the Gemara. The Gemara says that they asked mashkin shezovu, gzeiro shema yischoi. And what does gzeiro shema, as according to Tosis, what does gzeiro shema yischoi mean? Shema yischoi beyonte. I mean, that's how Tosis lo mshah. So it's a problem. So lechayre, if these are the guidelines, lechayre, schita should fall into the category of oichel nefesh. Let us go further. Rav Yitzchak Omar Gzeira, they answered Abaye Shanel de Beyontev, Gzeira Mishum Mashkin Shazov. That just like if Mashkin run out from grapes, one is not permitted to drink this Mashkin. So Abaye, that Zov me atalne Goyles, is one is not permitted to eat Abaye. Because if you eat the beya, you might come and be nene for mashkin shazov. Like the Gemara, my time of my amalei abaye mashkin shazov, time of my gzeira shema yitzchay. Mashkin shazov is only also with the rabbanon gzeira shema yitzchay. He guve gzeira vananekem benigzer gzeira legzeira. It's mostly not kulachad gzeira. It's all one big gzeira. They asked all mashkin shazov. It means whatever falls into the category of Mashkin Shazovu is also Gzeira Shema Yisrael. Zog Rashi. For Mashkin Shazovu, the Kaimlon Asurin Laboy Bayoim, Kedisnan Vim Yotso Me Atzman Asurin, Ubeyanam Idomi Lohu Shazovu Vyotsis Mimokim Shaisa Belua. The Bey was Belua in the town of Geulus, and Mamela, it's also a Mashkin Shazovu. Shema Yisrael, Schitas Peres, Teode de Doshi, Shemefarke mit der Zog Shalahem, Mefark Tzvur Mikashalah, here you're taking a Mashke from a Neuchel, there you're taking a Neuchel from a Psoilus. Chodik Zerike de Frishe, Shegoz al Mashke, Shezovo, Abbe Yohoiso, Bemash. So now we had four Pshotim in our Mishnah. Why Abbe Yishanil de Beyontiv is also according to Beis Hillel. According to Rav Nachman, it was also speaking about Abaye, Tanagelus, Shemedes Lagadol Beyim. The Tanagelus is Muktzin, and the Bey is Neulet, and so that's why the Bey is also. According to Rabbi, it's speaking about Tanagelus, Shemedes Leyochel, but the Bey was speaking about Yontov Shali Yisachah Shabbos, although there were guys that stam yontav, but the yontav shalichas of Shabbos in the beya that was neiled acha, the yontav acha Shabbos is also mina teira, it's not mina muchan, because it was nigmer on meyesmael. That's Rabbi's palm. Then we had Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yosef said that the beya is similar to peirish and noshu, opposing to gzeira peirish and noshu. Rav Yitzchak said a beya is similar to mashkin shezov. Now the Gemara is going to explain why each one held his own opinion. So the Gemara says as follows. Kulu ke Rav Nachman lo yomri. Rabin, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak did not say like Rav Nachman ki kushin. We had a kasha Rav Nachman. That means if it's speaking about a muktzadikat on the goyles, some emele, so why didn't the Mishnah mention that the Beis Hillel asked the town of goyles also? So in a kash. So that's no kash why they don't hold like Rav Nachman. Kerabe nami loy omri hachon eleslo. I mean, Rabbi said a shtik teure. Dova that's not muchan, a filo bidei shemaim, is also min a teure. That's a debatable statement. So we don't hold like Rabbi. Hele Rav Yosef, my time loy omar ke Rav Yitzchak. Why didn't Rav Yosef say like Rav Yitzchak of mashkin shezovu? Omar loch, so Rav Yosef said, beya uchle. A beya is an oichel. Who peiris uchle? Peiris also neichus. I'm a mele, a gzeira. That's good. That a beye is similar to peiris hanoisen. That's good. Aber lafuki mashkin the lav uchle. This is mashkin shezovu is not a neichus. So to say that this should be similar to mashkin shezovu, this is not similar to mashkin shezovu. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi kulu. Rabbe do uki mas nisin mishum achone. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak do kmu mishum gzeire. קרב נחמן לא יאמרי משום מוקצה כיקושן, כדי בחין אלא, לפלגו בתווי. ומאשכן לאו אוכלה. מאשכן איזה נענך. זו כך שגוזלו המאשכן שזובו, לא יוסה ביה במאשמה, שראי אינו מאשכה, הביה איזה נענה מאשכה. אבל בכלל פרס הנשרם, אוי סוף, ודס בכלל פרס הנשרם. Now, Agavuche, we have here in this Gemara, the Gemara says that Rav Yosef did not hold like Rav Yitzchok, because Bey is an oichel, so not Goyza Mishamashkin Shazov. Now, here we're speaking about a raw egg. So Rabbi Chanan Akovich Yurim brings a raya from this Gemara that says a raw egg, not talking about the shell, talking about the egg. A raw egg has a teiras oichel. So now that means a few halachas. Halacha number one, in order for it to be mekabel tumah, needs hechsher. An oichel needs hechsher. And number two, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, so like this, there's a shir, the shir of a mashkes, kemaloi lugmav, the shir of an oichel, is the shir of an oichel, is a keseves, the different shiurim. The zman of achilas oichel is kedei achilas pras, the zman of ashtiyas mashke is bechdei ashtiyas raviyas. There's moiridika halochas, the moiridika nafkaminis. If our Gemara says it has a teiras oichel, it's very much negeya. A person will eat a soft boiled egg, and then they'll eat it in less bechdei ashtiyas, more than bechdei ashtiyas raviyas, because you have to make a boire in a foshes, yes or no. So our Gemara says that it has a teiras oichel. There's a teiras oichel, so me meile. So if you ate it bechdei achilas pras, you ate it kezais, the achilas pras. So it's, that's, they bring the raya from our Gemara there. Sameach brings the raya, Abuchana brings the raya. Hagavucha, there are many problematic foods. I saw Nishma Savrom, he speaks about yogurt. Yogurt amashke, an oichel, it's also negeya. It's also negeya, the shailas. Hakapana, but here we have a Gemara that is a mashke. It's an oichel, I mean. It's an oichel. Rav Yitzchok, my time, loy oma ke Rav Yosef. Why didn't Rav Yitzchok say like Rav Yosef? Oma lecho, so why is that the doimit the peiris anoishrim? It's an oichel. Oma lecho, beye bluo umashkin bluyim. This is a similarity to mashkin. Mashkin are a ganzen bolua in the oichel, and then it comes out of the oichel. And the bay is also the similar to this. Lafuki peiris, the megalu v'kaimu. But peiris are not bolua, so it's a different, the yitzia of peiris are different than the yitzia of a bay. Smell, this is similar to a mashke, and this nekuda, smell, they ask about mashkin shizal. Blue betoichat anegelus et Rashi v'zovel lachutz mashkin bluim bechalson in its skins v'zovin lachutz. Avu kiperes the megalu v'kaim ilkach nesiras habei lav bechlan nesiras haperes. So therefore, the gzera was only out mashkin shezov. Zok the gemara of af Rabbi Yochanan sov a gzera mishum mashkin shezov. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that it's also out. The bay is also like Rav Yitzchok, Mishamashkin Shezov. Why? Rav Yechanan, Romi, Rav Yehude, Ad Rav Yehude, Umishani. Rav Yechanan asked a stira in two Rav Yehudis, and he said a teretz. Now let's first see the stira. Now, we learned one, a Mishnah in Shabbos. Ein Seichtin Esapeiris Lohitzi Mehen Mashke. One is not permitted to squeeze out peiris to for the Jews. That's chita. Vim yotzu me'atzmon, if they ran out by themselves, asurim is also made a rabbona. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, this gzeir of mashkin shezovu, it matters why these peiris were picked. Im li oichlin, if they were picked to be eaten, is a yotzu mehen muta. So then, if some mashke runs out, it's muta. Vim le mashkin, but if they were picked for their Jews, a yaitze mehem osa. Let us devour see Rashi. So Rashi, vim yotze meyatzman asurim boi bayoim, Gzeira Shema Yisrait. It's also Gzeira Shema Yisrait. The mask of Imut, it might be Seichet. Ve'imla Eichlin, Hein Mechunos Maperes Alolu, Hayayitzi Mehem Muta Boy Bayer, Shalav to eat the, drink the juice, the Kimen Delay Nichalei Bahani Mashkin, Fakel, he didn't want juice, Lekele Migzar Shema Yisrait. So, Rabbi Yehuda said that a mashkin that comes out of something that it's oimed la'achile, there's no gzeira of mashkin shezov. That is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Almas, we see from Rabbi, that's Rabbi Yehuda said, Alme, kol oichlen, Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have something that's oimed la'achile, uchle de afrasu, so the mashke that comes out of this oichel has a din of an oichel, there's no gzeira of mashkin shezovu. They only gave it a teres mashkin, they asked it, gzeira shema yisroit, by something that's coming out from something that's oimed lisochet. But something that's oimed l'achila, they gave it a din oichel, and you're permitted to drink the liquid. So let us just make a cheshbon. So what should be by a beye that was noilda mitan negoilis oimed l'achila? So since the Tanagelus is Oimedus Lachila, so Memela, so this is a Afilu will say it's similar to a Mashke because it's Balua Teicha Tanagelus, but Al Koponim it's coming from something that's Oimed Lachila, and something that's Oimed Lachila, the Rabbi Yehuda said there was never a Gzeir of Mashkin Shezovu. Elamino, so Rabbi Yochanan Esta Kasha, Voidama Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said two halachas. Masna odom al kalkola shel peiris. Speaking about 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now a person had a kalkola shel peiris beyond Tevrishin. He had peiris which were tevel, and it's the first day Rosh Hashanah, and he was not mafresh trumis amais was on these peiris. So Rabbi Yehuda said, so he can the first day yontev he can be masne. And they'll make afroshe on a tnai the first day, and afroshe on a tnai the second. For oichlo b'sheni, that means as follows. And in this kalkola shel peiris, the first day yontif will go over and say, the peiris which are on the northern side of the kalkola, I'm making maisa. Trum the maisa. But it's yontif, you know, to be mafresh maisa. Well, it's suffic yontif. I don't know, it's we have 2 days, so it's a sveika d'yayin. So he says as follows, if today is chayil, so I'm making it maisa. If today is yontif, I'm not doing anything. The next day, second day Rosh Hashanah, he goes over again to the same kalkola, and he says, if today is chayil, so I'm making it now maisa. If today is yontif, so yesterday I made maisa. So the second day yontif, he's permitted to eat the kalkola. The chayin beye shenildo berishin te'ochel b'sheini. B'sheini ein berishin loy. Now he said the same thing of Beya that was new the first day Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yehuda said, so the second day, ki yidim aman of Sheikh. If the first day was chayil, so it's new b'chayil. If the first day was yontif, so today is chayil. So memeila yilat yidim. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda asad abeya shenil de b'yontif. And so Rabbi Yochanan asked, and he himself says that a mashke abo mi oichel does not have a, does not fall into the category of the isa mashkin shezovu. So why did he ask the rabbi? So we see from Rabbi Yochanan understood that the tam of the isa beya is alts mashkin shezovu. Let us just see Rashi. Oydam Rabbi Yudel elminate nam seches erevin reish shone shahoy. This is voy. That was the beginning. That was the beginning. The Shachach Le'isa, Me'erev Yontev, it was not the Asmer of Yontev, was Nani Megvi, and Trumas Amaisos Beyontev, Ma'asa Beyontev, Betnai, Vayim, Ima Yoim Choyl, Lamochat Koydish, Yelu Trumas Amaisos, Aleil, Vima Yoim Koydish, Ebit Borek Lop, Noisim Bem Simen, Lamochos, Choyze, Vyoim, Kain, Ima Yoim Choyl, Vesmer Choyl, Reinas, Trumas Amaisos, Mumanam Shechniskanum. ואיך לא בשני ולא בראשון, שם הקודש שובעים בדבורך כלום. לכן לגבי בייה, אבל שתי קדוש שסך את חווה אחד יונטה, ואני עוד בראשון מטרס בשני, בשני הם בראשון לאי, אמה כל מידי דזוב ממקיימי ביונטה, ואפילו איך לא עושה.